And let's take a moment to say goodbye to Julian Bond. He was the civil rights leader who died over the summer. Yesterday in Washington, D.C., those who knew him gathered to remember. NPR's Debbie Elliott was there.
The service at the historic Lincoln Theater paid homage to Julian Bond's love of music and freedom.
I woke up this morning with my mind set on freedom. I woke up this morning.
Bond's widow, Pamela Horowitz, welcomed the invited guests, a diverse group including civil rights activists, members of Congress, and college students. She thanked them for honoring his mission.
And for how you will continue to honor him by doing the work that consumed his life.
The memorial was shaped around the arc of Bond's career, starting with SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Judy Richardson first met him in 1963.
We in SNCC bonded as 18, 19, 20-year-olds often do, except that our bond was forged in struggle and was made stronger because racists at every level were trying to kill us.
Richardson later worked for Bond's first political campaign when he was elected to the Georgia legislature. Bond went on to serve as the first president of the Southern Poverty Law Center and later as chairman of the NAACP. Merle Evers Williams held that position before him.
There was a certain gentle strength in his voice, one that commanded attention and respect, but without being loud and boisterous. He knew his wisdom.
Bond's son Michael, the middle of five children, says the family remembers a kind and funny father who watched TV and ate pizza on Saturday nights. Michael Bond, an Atlanta city councilman, says they also remember a daddy on a crusade to make America stand up for what it talks about.
And to go on fighting when the fight is required, pursuing freedom for all people. For he often said, it's one thing to get free, but quite another to stay free.
Bond had been teaching civil rights history at the University of Virginia and was an early voice calling for equality for same-sex couples. Chad Griffin, president of the Human Rights Campaign, says Bond was in the courtroom the day the U.S. Supreme Court considered its landmark marriage equality case.
There was perhaps no one in that room that day who had done more to realize those words, equal justice under law, than Julian Bond.
After the service, Lucy Baines Johnson, President Lyndon Johnson's daughter, said she was moved by Bond's legacy.
That's really what he was all about, completing that circle for opportunity for all.
Her sister, Linda Bird Johnson Robb, says those Bond left behind should take up the work.
We all felt energized now to go out and do more and to try to follow in his footsteps more and to be rejuvenated. It was like a B-12 shot.
Julian Bond passed away on August 15th. He was 75. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Washington.